Good evening and welcome to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Katrina Cartwright, Education Officer at the NAGB, standing in for your regular host, Amanda Colson, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget, you can take us with you when you're on the move or traveling in foreign lands by live streaming us at www.guardiantalkradio.com or by downloading the Guardian Radio app from the App Store or Play Store. That's quite a mouthful. Hey. All right, so tonight in the studio with me are... I need a drum roll here. Are two lovely people who I thoroughly enjoy working with. Our assistant curators, Natalie Willis and Ricardo Barrett.
Hey.
And they have very generously agreed to join me on this show to talk about our programming, especially education programming, from the curatorial perspective. Because, you know, we're always talking about education when you hear from Malika Pryor-Martin or me. You know, we always have education people here talking about education. But this time, we want to take a different look from people who aren't necessarily quite mired in the same mindset as us educators, but definitely give us a lot of really, really great input and assistance from the other side. So welcome, Ricardo and Natalie.
Hello.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, you're so proper.
As you see, this is going to be a very fun show, because you're already laughing. Before we really delve into this symbiotic relationship between the education department at NAGB and the curatorial department, I really love you guys to just tell us a little bit about what you do at the museum. So, Ricardo, let's start with you.
So, a lot of times when people ask me what my title is at the gallery, I say curator, assistant curator. And then the next question is, what is a curator?
Yep, people have been asking that for some years now.
Yeah, and it's a simple question, but at the same time, it's very complicated because our society is not like used to hearing the term curator. Mm-hmm. But essentially, I will explain like what it is we do. A lot of it is directly connected to the artwork. Mm-hmm. It involves a lot of research. It involves the way we set up exhibitions. Mm-hmm. Essentially, we take care of the artwork. We're the ones that make sure nothing goes wrong. And the viewer gets as much from the exhibition. That's another part of it, too. We put on exhibitions, so we basically put together pieces of work to either tell a story or to actually help educate people about certain themes, and the list goes on. Mm-hmm. But I'll let Nali take it from here in terms of, like, you know, what a curator is.
Okay, so curating as like a contemporary art practice, people are still actually trying to figure out what that means.
Yeah.
For the most part, it's like, okay, you're an exhibition maker. But then now we also have people who, you know, are curators but aren't necessarily interested in making exhibitions either and are more interested in research. It's a very, very strange sort of hat to wear because you kind of have to do like a bunch of different things at once, as Charter was saying. So it's like you kind of have to be like a Jack or Jane of all trades, really. So I know for like both of us at the gallery, like we're two sides of the same coin. So we're both assistant curators, but we both take on like different aspects of what is supposed to somehow be the same job in maybe a 36-hour day, because that would make sense. Like where I end up doing like a lot of research and writing scholarship and literature on the collection. Charto does a lot of like maintenance work and technical install stuff in terms of collection, and then both of us tend to come together to do a lot of the admin stuff that's around curating exhibitions and trying to come up with exhibitions. And we also support the chief curator, who is like main boss of exhibitions, basically. So it's a lot of different hats, I think, at once.
Well, I think that's the nature of working in a nonprofit. I think,
for sure.
You know, in larger museums, I mean, they have curatorial teams that are expansive, right? And they have the chief curator, and then they have multiple curators who have different specialties. But, you know, one day we will get there, but not right now. Right now, we're a small team trying to do many, many, many different things. And you know, I always have the pleasure of looking in from the outside, because as the education officer at the NAGB, I have I'm able to kind of have 1 foot in education and 1 foot in curatorial. Mm-hmm. So I get to know what's happening with the exhibitions before they even go up. Yes. Which is really a real pleasure, and even start communicating with some of the artists before they even arrive here, because some of our artists come in from other countries, Bahamians who are living all over the world, right? And then even some international artists who we've worked with and curators. So I'm able to be a part of that conversation while it's happening to some degree, and then also get to be completely wowed when I see everything go up, because it really happens overnight. Mm-hmm. I will say that.
Yeah.
Team Ninja.
But it really does happen overnight, and I'm always very nosy, so I always sneak in. And the reason for that is that it is my job as education officer to formulate programming around the exhibitions and to work mm-hmm. with the curatorial department on that, because you know, really in a lot of museums around the world, what they're discovering is that without education and outreach, all these fantastic shows, mm-hmm. all of the research that's going into these shows is not getting to the people who are meant to see it.
Mm-hmm. Which is ridiculous, because if you're making it, like, who are you making it for if ain't nobody seeing it?
Well, that's it right there, right?
Which is the point.
And actually, mm-hmm. we all know that there was a point in time where that was really not even the desire, right? The desire was that these museums were these silos, these spaces that were cut off from mm-hmm. the masses that were only for a select few. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've seen how, I mean, as people working in the arts, in the nonprofit sector, we've seen how those institutions have struggled, right, with getting funding. Mm-hmm. And because the NAGB is a young institution, mm-hmm. We've had the opportunity to see their struggles and decide that we ain't gonna do it that way.
Yeah. It's like, okay, we learned from y'all mistakes. Thanks.
Yes, that we're not gonna do it that way. So education and outreach comes under the umbrella of education, of course. Really, we work very closely with the curatorial team to figure out ways to take everything that curatorial is doing mm-hmm. out to the public,
delivery,
to the people, to the mm-hmm. audience that we serve, which is the entire Bahamas, mm-hmm. Which is a pretty tall order for a small institution that has just a little over 20 staff.
I know.
But, you know, and that's the way I've always seen it since coming in, is that there's just really this really great symbiotic relationship between these mm-hmm. two departments, and we literally look at each other across mm-hmm. the desks every day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like sister departments, really.
Yeah.
Like, they have to work together. They have to be family, I think.
They do have to be family. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just thinking about that, how do you think this understanding that education and outreach are so important to the continued health of museums, have you seen that kind of, like, changing at the NAGB in the past, I would say, maybe 2-3 years?
Oh, hell yeah. Like, completely. Because, I mean, like we were saying before, is like, what's the point of, like, making things if people aren't going to be able to come and see it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, is zero point. Otherwise, we wouldn't need a building for it. And in the past few years, we've seen, like, more diverse groups of people coming in, which is ideal, because you don't want to just target one or two groups of people. You want, you know, art is for everybody, which always sounds like a cliche, but it's the actual truth.
It's true. Yeah.
It is true. And, like, we've seen, like, tons more people coming in for, like, the free Sundays. Thank God. Please use them. Please use your free local Sundays. If you're residents, if you're Bahamians, if you're family islanders like myself, you are always free when you come to visit, because it's already enough for the plane ticket, you know? So.
Yeah. But even in like the small moments, I think I was on a show before with Malika, and we were speaking about the traveling exhibition, which we will go into eventually. But I shared a moment with her that I had there that I think was, you know, what a part of why you do this kind of work, mm-hmm. Especially with the symbiotic relationship between curatorial and education and mm-hmm. outreach. And there was a tour that I had to help you with. Mm-hmm. It was some kids. I can't remember what school it was, but it was that week where we had a bunch of tours.
Was those kids
in.
From Abaco? Or no?
I don't know. I mean, we've had, we've had moments where it's been very quiet, and then 1 week there's a tour every day.
Yeah, it's just, we
are very thankful for. So teachers, bring your students. We want to see you.
Yes, please.
But it was the group in particular that they did a tour, and they asked questions later. Mm-hmm. And one of the students was asking me about Thierry Lamar's work. And how he did it and what the medium was. And I was explaining that it was watercolor. She's like, oh my God, I never saw watercolor done this way. I'm working on some pieces now. I need to know how this is. So we spent like 5 minutes talking about that. And just last week, she won Central Bank for the student competition. And I'm just like, this is
oh my God, everything for a reason.
And she just was like, yeah, those like 5 minutes was like awesome. And it's just like, this is crazy, like
That's crazy.
Little ways in which you think you're just like doing whatever, but you're impacting people in significant ways, you know?
Well, I also, and I think that's, I mean, as an educator, because I've system, I was in the system for a while, but also.
Make it sound like a prison mom. I done my time.
But it is really funny, like there's, it's so fulfilling, but it's a fulfilling, yet in some ways, you feel, sometimes when you're in the middle of it, it feels like a thankless job until you have that student.
Come on. Who taught me too, so I mean.
Hey.
Yeah. Well, there you go, right? But it's until you have that student who you see succeed, or that student who pops their head up and says, oh yeah, like there was this moment that I experienced this in this class with this teacher. And then you realize that, and I'm sure any educators listening in tonight will agree with this, you realize that even though when you were in the, while you're in the trenches, you don't feel as if you're getting anywhere, you know, you take two steps forward and four steps back, that everything you do does have an impact, that there is somebody whose life you are, you could possibly change, right?
With very small things as well sometimes.
And with very small things. And I think that's the also the importance of nonprofits, of national institutions. You don't know who is going to walk through that door, whether it's a child or an adult, who will have an experience that could change the course, the trajectory of their lives, right? And this is why when we think about the kind of experiences we want people to have when we come to NAGB, this is something that's at the forefront of our minds, right?
Like, completely.
When somebody comes into this space, are they actually leaving with something that's going to make a difference in their lives? Is there something that they can pass on? Or maybe it may not be that big of an impact, but you just never know, right? You never know. And I, and you hear about it constantly with even people, older people who may be retiring, and they may not even have even known what they were going to do after they retire. And they decide, you know what? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to start this program and connect with the National Art Museum and impact people this way or get involved in this way. And you start whole new careers out of this, right?
Yeah, little things make a huge difference.
So we are going to wrap up this segment right now. So thank you so much, Natalie and Ricardo, for just joining in this lovely conversation. So in the next segment, we are going to talk about the traveling exhibition and all the other good things that are happening at the NAGB. So please stay tuned. Don't turn off your radio and make sure you come right on back.